live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, I'm Michaela Clark with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, the Taoiseach has announced that the €27 million earmark for the A5 upgrade is being pulled this year as the government seeks to delay projects to cover the overrun in the cost of the National Children's Hospital. An elderly man remains in a serious condition in hospital following a house fire in West Donegal this morning. Concern is growing at the potential impact of a realignment of resources in the Milford Garda District, with concern locally that the Garda stations in Kerrykeel, Kilmacrenan and Rathmullen are to close. And there has been a spike in the number of patients presenting at the emergency department at Letterkenny University Hospital. Those stories you follow in full, plus more, and we'll have the latest in sport with Kenny Harkin coming up at about 5:15. But first to news, the Taoiseach has confirmed that €27 million earmarked for the A5 upgrade is being pulled this year. Works on the A5 N2 road is jointly funded by the British and Irish governments and is the main link between Dublin and the northwest. There was speculation funding for the project could be in doubt as the government seeks €100 million in saving to cover the cost overrun of the National Children's Hospital. The upgrade is seen as essential for improved access and safety. Following legal challenges, work on the project is expected to start towards the end of this year. Speaking in the Dáil this afternoon, Leo Varadkar blamed the political impasse in the north for his decision to pull the funding. West Tyrone MLA Daniel McCrossan disagrees.
The Irish government know fully how important this road is. They know fully that this road has claimed countless lives, to be exact 15 or 16 in the last 3.5 years. And they know that this road is vitally important for the development and for the growth of the economy here in the northwest, but yet they feel that they can prioritise what has been a complete mess up and mishandling of the Children's Hospital and overspend, which has been of a serious magnitude, that there's serious questions to be asked. But the A5 has now been used as the excuse to plug some of that black hole. Now, the Irish government are using the excuse today that in the absence of an executive, with the DUP and Sinn Féin continually sitting outside of the tent, that it's unlikely that this money will be spent this year. That does not justify them withdrawing this money. If anything, they should be adding more money to this project. And that is the big concern for me today. There is no indication of when this money will be reinstated or if it will be reinstated. And I've spoken with the Department of Belfast today, and they are remaining optimistic and positive, and you can't blame them because they've led a tremendous fight in keeping the A5 alive and keeping the progression of the A5 very much to the fore. They're saying that they're going to proceed and that they believe the boots will be on the ground in the autumn. But my concern is about the financial commitment of the Irish government today.
Meanwhile, the government has refused to provide a list of what health projects might be delayed by overruns at the National Children's Hospital. Ministers say that no project will be cancelled, but €24 million needs to be found in the health capital budget this year. The cost of the hospital overruns will be met by, as mentioned, delaying the A5 motorway, taking money out of urban and rural development funds and pulling €3 million from flooding programmes. Over €99 million is needed this year, with €10 million coming from education and €10 from the Forensic Science Library. Finance Minister Pascal Donoghue says people should not be concerned about health projects in their area being impacted.
Particularly ones that are in facilities that are completely independent of what the National Children's Hospital will be going ahead. And when we're managing a very, very big capital budget with lots of different projects, there can sometimes be delays. Things can sometimes go differently to how we would hope. But I am very clear that they will not be a result of anything that has happened with the National Children's Hospital.
Concern is growing at the potential impact of a realignment of resources in the Milford Garda District. There is concern in the area that the Garda stations in Kerrykeel, Kilmacrenan and Rathmullen are to close. Garda management deny that any station closures are to take place, but they do acknowledge some Gardaí are being reallocated. Donal Kavanagh has more.
It's widely believed that more Gardaí are needed in the Milford district, with Donegal's overall complement of Gardaí approximately 21% down on where it was 8 years ago. At present, there are small Garda stations with very limited opening hours in Kerrykeel, Kilmacrenan and Rathmullen, with fears that a reorganisation of Garda deployment in the area will see those stations effectively wound down. Councillor Michael McBride has personal experience of how things used to be, and on today's 9 till noon show, he said he doesn't believe things are changing for the better.
My late father was a sergeant in Kilmacrenan in the early 70s. At that time, he had three guards helping him out. He had two in Kilmacrenan and one in Churchill. That population of that area has probably doubled. Now we don't even have one full-time guard operating out of there.
In a statement, Gardaí say management closely monitors the allocation of all resources in the context of crime trends, policing needs and other operational strategies to ensure optimum use is made of Garda resources and the best possible Garda service is provided to the public. In this context, the statement adds, local Garda management are reallocating resources in the Milford district and additional community policing responsibilities have been assigned to other members. This realignment of resources, they say, will not reduce the opening hours of any station and is intended to increase local Garda visibility. Councillor Michael McBride is not convinced. He believes this is the precursor to the closure of stations.
I don't understand it. It sounds to me like they're telling us that they're going to be reducing the service in the stations in Rathmullen, Kerrykeel and Kilmacrenan, but we're going to have a better service, and that doesn't add up at all. And I'm very, very concerned that they're probably lining these stations up for closure in the near future.
Meanwhile, Councillor Liam Blaney is questioning the assertion that additional community policing duties are being assigned to other members. He doesn't believe this is the right strategy.
They're removing the guard out of Kerrykeel, and I believe the same annoyance is about the Kilmacrenan area. A few weeks ago, the guard in Rathmullen was promoted. They're looking for a replacement there, but I believe maybe the premises has to be upgraded before they do get another guard back there. The rate that some of the work that's done on some of these premises, I wouldn't like to hold my breath waiting another guard to come back to Rathmullen again. But as far as Kerrykeel is concerned, there's a local guard there, has been there, I would say, this last 10 years. He's involved, and a lot of things that's going on within the community. He's part of the local Gaelic team. He's part of the local soccer team. What better way could you have of community policing than that?
An elderly man remains in a serious condition in hospital following a house fire in West Donegal. The blaze broke out in the early hours of this morning in a rural bungalow in Nitshermack Ward. Emergency services were called to the scene and quickly brought the fire under control. The man, who is in his 80s, was rescued from the house and transferred to Letterkenny University Hospital for treatment. Gardaí say while the investigation is at an early stage, they are not treating it as suspicious. Balcarra-based Garda Niall Maguire has been outlining what happened.
The townland in Dewey North, I think it's called, in Letchamick Ward, the alarm was raised last night at 12:30 p.m. An elderly man, I believe he's 86 years of age, he lived on his own. The house is significantly damaged, a lot of smoke damage. He is now in Letterkenny Hospital in a serious condition, so I don't have any more on that, but please God, this man will pull through.
Now, we know that emergency services were called to the scene, but we also understand that neighbours helped out as well.
That's right, yeah. The fire brigade and the neighbours attended, and obviously the neighbour alerted the fire brigade, but between the two of them, they managed to get him out alive. He was conscious and talking at the scene, but he deteriorated fairly quickly. So, as I say, hopefully everything's going to work out there.
There's been a spike in the number of patients presenting at the emergency department at Letterkenny University Hospital. The Sealta Healthcare Group say 148 patients attended the ED yesterday, which they say is significantly higher than the average of 105 to 115 patients per day. People are again being advised to only attend the emergency department in the case of a real emergency and to contact their GP or GP out of hours in the first instance. The hospital is the third most overcrowded in the country today for the second day in a row. According to the INMO, there were 38 people awaiting inpatient beds there this morning, down 4 on yesterday's figure. Meanwhile, public service unions say they are studying the Labour Court's proposal for nurses to see if there are implications for their workers. The INMO Executive Council will hold a full briefing on the pay deed tomorrow before deciding when to ballot their members. Shane Beattie has more.
FORSA, the country's largest public sector union, says it's going to study the Labour Court recommendation for nurses and see what implications it could have for other public service workers. Other unions will likely do the same. INMO strike committees are being briefed on the proposal, which suggests a new grade with higher pay ranging between 2.5% and 7%. The INMO Executive Council will hold a full briefing on the pay deal tomorrow before deciding when to ballot its members. Law professor at Maynooth University, Michael Doherty, says other unions could come knocking on the government's door.
It is possible that other groups will study this and say, well, maybe we should have a new scale as well. The way out of this was always going to be that the court was going to try and craft something quite specific to nurses.
The INMO now faces a fortnight of scrutinising the deal, negotiating some aspects before trying to sell it to its members. Meanwhile, the HSE says surgeries and outpatient appointments are going ahead following the suspension of the strikes, but emergency departments are extremely busy.
An investigation has been launched following a drug seizure in Carrigart. A premises in the area was searched by Gardaí earlier today. It's understood that a quantity of cannabis herb was seized during the search. Details of arrest may have yet to be disclosed by Gardaí. A man jailed for 12 years for the violent rape of a young Donegal woman at a gaming convention in Dublin is to appeal the severity of his sentence. Keith Heron, 29 years of age, was jailed in 2017 for the rape and false imprisonment of Dominic Meehan from Letterkenny at the Crown Plaza in Blanchardstown in 2015. Casey O'Riordan has more.
Keith Hearn from Allanton Drive in Talla admitted raping Dominique Meehan after locking her in a meeting room she was setting up for a special screening. He pleaded guilty to two counts of rape, one count of oral rape and one count of falsely imprisoning the gaming enthusiast. Miss Meehan, who waived her right to anonymity after Hearn was convicted, was only saved when another person forced their way into the room when they heard the disturbance inside. She since said she feared Hearn would kill her. Mr Justice Patrick McCarthy handed down the 12-year sentence at the Central Criminal Court, saying the ordeal had been devastating for the victim. Last week, Miss Meehan was told that Hearn's appeal against the length of the sentence handed down to him will be heard in April. The case will come before the Court of Appeal on April 12th.
Peter Casey says comments he made about the travelling community during the presidential election campaign were not wrong. He also reiterated his view that recognising travellers as an ethnic minority is nonsense. The runner-up in the presidential campaign says he seriously considered pulling out of the race for the Aras until he received around 3,000 messages asking him not to. He says he was tarred unfairly as a racist, and when asked if his comments were wrong, he had this to say.
No. I mean, there is absolutely no difference in my DNA and a traveller's DNA. I don't think they are a different ethnic group. Obviously, it's not as healthy living in a caravan without proper, perhaps, sanitation or without perhaps, you know, running water and all that. It's clearly not a healthy culture because of the life expectancy.
Sport on Highland, in association with Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure. Make your Shop LK gift card go further with an additional 20% bonus on all Shop LK vouchers.
It's now 5:15 and time for the latest sport with Kenny Harkin.
Thanks, Michaela. Good evening. We'll start with Gaelic Games, and the GAA is saddened today with the news that former Donegal coach John Morrison has died. The Armagh Harps clubman was alongside Mickey Moran when he managed Donegal in the early 2000s. Morrison also coached with Moran in Derry, Mayo and Leitrim, and managed Antrim senior footballers. Brendan Devaney played under Morrison during his time in Donegal.
Sad news, you know, he's had his battles with cancer over the years, and you know, what a special guy. I suppose there's certain people you meet in your life and you know that you've never met anybody like them or will again, and John was one of those characters.
Coaching wise, he was special?
Certainly, yeah. He came down from the north, and I remember he coached teams in the north club and county, and the reputation was he was a wee bit out there as a coach. And you know, he came down to Donegal, and certainly I suppose some of our guys were a wee bit out there as well, but we really took to him, you know. And Donegal lads were always like that at the time, Mosh, and him and Moran came in brilliant coaches, you know, took us out of Drumbow straight away, says there's no way we're coaching a team there. And thankfully Castle Finn gave us their pitch to train on, and it was a joy the couple of years he was there with Mickey. Brilliant coach, great man manager as well. And, you know, his pre-match talks were something very special. The style of football we played, you know, when you think all the battles, like personally we had with Armagh, we outplayed Armagh one day because of the coaching that Morrison and Moran had given us. We were moving the ball that fast and we just didn't, you know, take enough of our chances on the day. But it was a one day I thought, you know, we're really going somewhere. And, you know, of all the times I played with Donegal, you know, there was such a joy playing with them then, because every night at coaching, or every night at training, the coaching was so fast and so enjoyable. And then we played like that as well. It was a good time to play with Donegal under himself and Mickey.
Moving on to soccer, and Finn Harps have announced the signing of John Kavanagh on loan from Cork City. It'll be the 24-year-old's second loan spell with the club, having joined Ollie Horgan's squad last July. The defender played a pivotal role in the club's unbeaten league run and promotion playoff wins over Drogheda and Limerick. And the Northern Ireland Football League have poured cold water on the announcement of a cross-border clash of the champions. FAI Director of Competitions Fran Gavin today announced a two-legged game would be played between the SSE Airtricity Premier Division champions and the winners of the Danske Bank Premiership. However, the NIFL say they were unaware that there would be a formal announcement today, and that further consultation is required before it becomes a reality. Elsewhere, Pele has led the tributes to 1966 World Cup winner Gordon Banks, who has died at the age of 81. Banks played nearly 300 times for Leicester, 200 times for Stoke, and lined out for St Patrick's Athletic in one game at Richmond Park in 1977. He was widely regarded as one of the game's finest ever stoppers and was FIFA's Goalkeeper of the Year on six separate occasions. Banks pulled off what will still be regarded as one of the World Cup's finest saves when he denied a Pele header in the 1970 group game. And speaking in tribute today, the Brazilian legend said, "I'm glad he saved my header, because that act was the start of a friendship between us that I will always treasure." On the pitch tonight, Manchester United are hoping to make a first step towards a first Champions League quarter-final in 5 years. Now, they play host to Paris Saint-Germain, a side that's ravaged by injuries, with neither Neymar nor Edison Cavani available. Elsewhere tonight, last year's beaten semi-finalist Roma, they take on Porto. Both games kick off at 8 o'clock. In the Europa League, Fenerbahce, they play Zenit St. Petersburg. And there's a result from a school college game today. It was ladies' college's quarter-final action today, and there was disappointment for the LYIT. They were defeated 2-0 by NUIG. In rugby, England's Grand Slam hopes have been dented with the news that Michael Vinopola has been ruled out for the rest of the Six Nations. The Loosehead suffered an ankle ligament injury in Sunday's 44.8 victory over France at Twickenham. And the Welsh number 8, Talipay Falatau, has been ruled out of their entire Six Nations campaign. The 28-year-old hasn't played since sustaining a fractured arm while playing for Bath last month. In horse racing in Britain will resume tomorrow following a 6-day shutdown because of an outbreak of equine flu. The British Horse Racing Authority says strict biosecurity measures will be in place. The sport's been on hold since last Thursday after the highly contagious virus was identified in six horses in Cheshire. Finally, for this evening, back to Gaelic games. Gwydor are heading into a first ever All-Ireland Senior Club Football Championship semi-final when they take on current All-Ireland and Connacht champions Cora Finn and Carrick and Shannon on Saturday. Christopher Sweeney is one of the older players in the Gwydor squad. He said an All-Ireland semi-final was not on the agenda at the start of the year.
Absolutely not. No, I mean, as I said earlier in the year, it was our main goal was kind of winning a county championship, you know, and anything after that is a bonus. But you know, as the games continued to come along, and the more we kind of were winning, the confidence got higher and higher, and we've won that county championship for the first time in 12 years, and that was a massive hurdle off our backs. So then, like, you know, it was kind of pressure off, and we just took one game at a time, and we were in Ulster then, and you know, we just kind of built a momentum. The games came nicely 2 weeks after one another, and before you knew it, you were competing in an Ulster final, and we knew teams were there before, and we we just kind of, luckily enough, things fell our way on the day, and lads showed great steel, and a massive effort was put in on the day, and it was a great game to be part of, a game that we'll never forget, you know. So we're here now, we're going to be up against them massively, against the reigning All-Ireland champions of Cora Finn. When you look at the team they have and the amount of county players and experienced players that they have, you know, rightly so, they're red hot favourites, and it's new territory for us, really, you know. And look, we will be as well equipped on the day, and hopefully it'll be good enough to overcome their challenge.
Christopher Sweeney there, looking ahead to Gwydor against Cora Finn on Saturday. That game will be live here in Highland Saturday Sport from 1:15 with Oisin Kelly and Brendan Kilcoyne. Well, that's all your sport for this evening. The next sport here in Highland will be after the 8 o'clock news tomorrow morning. For the moment, it's back to Michaela.
Thanks, Kenny. And returning to some news, the Donegal Islands Committee has proposed a pilot scheme for a ferry service to Donegal's smaller islands be introduced for 2019. At today's meeting of the Islands Committee, much support was given to a motion to introduce the scheme. It's anticipated it will be initiated sooner rather than later, given that a similar service to Gull Island operated previously, provided funding is sanctioned. Member of the Islands Committee, Councillor Micheál Colmogill-Osbaug, says the introduction of such a scheme would greatly enhance the local tourism industry.
We're talking about all the time about the increase of tourism. Tourists want to go out to the islands. They want to see what's on the islands, to experience the culture of the Gaelic, the music, the art, and everything that goes with it, and the environment as a whole. And I think it's only right that we should be servicing the smaller islands there. If you look at Gold Island, there is a ferry service, and a very, very good one, being run privately. I think that what we need to do is be supporting that. And Inishbofin, another beautiful island, Oi, and Inishmen, and Inishara, we're so lucky to have so many islands.
And finally, Donegal County Council has pledged to continue carrying out minor repairs to Maher Lask Road and will be in the running for potential inclusion in the 2020 programme. It follows claims that no major improvement works have been carried out on the route in 20 years. The road leads to a number of premises in the Glenswillie area, with frustration said to be growing among residents over the state of disrepair it is currently in. Councillor Adrian Glacken says the outlook is generally positive.
There's been a couple of different issues I've raised on this road. Obviously, there's no safety signage at the bottom of the entrance. I've raised this now 2-3 times. It's going to be fixed next week, so I welcome that. Obviously, they're saying that it's not on their restoration improvement programme for 2019, but the point there that option for that road to be on that programme wasn't ever really given to us. So they've agreed for now that they will continue improvements on the road, but you know, as I said, like, I'm not sure what the makeup of the council will be for 2020, but you know, definitely if I'm still a part of the council in the Letter Kenny area for that for 2020, then there's no way I'll agree to any restoration improvement programme that doesn't have the Maher Lask Road on it. You know what, you know, as I said earlier, they're falling between the cracks. They can't get on the LIS scheme, so it's deemed as a public road and it needs to be fixed as such.
And you are happy enough with the council's response in so far as that they'll continue to maintain it and hopefully things will progress next year?
Yeah, definitely, it is going to be maintained. You know, hopefully we'll get it done soon. Sooner or later, with some of the potholes, etc., that are on the road will be fixed. I got the support of all the members there in the Letterkenny Municipal District 3. Like, it's definitely something that I hope that'll be on the restoration improvement programme for next year, and it'll be done to the satisfaction of the residents who live there.
Weather now, dry in most areas today with some bright or sunny spells, mild with highest temperatures of 10 to 12 degrees and mostly moderate, occasionally fresh, south to southwesterly winds. And just to have a look at the closing headlines, the Taoiseach has confirmed that €27 million earmarked for the A5 upgrade is being pulled this year. Leo Varadkar blamed the political impasse in the north for his decision to pull the funding. Concern is growing at the potential impact of a realignment of resources in the Milford Garda district. There is concern in the area that the Garda stations in Kerrykeel, Kilmacrenan and Rathmullen are to close. An elderly man remains in a serious condition in hospital following a house fire in West Donegal. Garda say while the investigation is at an early stage, they are not treating it as suspicious. And there has been a spike in the number of patients presenting at the emergency department at Letterkenny University Hospital. The Sealed Healthcare Group say 148 patients attended the ED yesterday, which they say is significantly higher than the average. And that's all from Highland Radio News for now. You can listen back to a podcast of Remain Evening News on our website, highlandradio.com. We'll be back with an update again at 6 o'clock. Until then, good evening.
The obituary notices for this Tuesday evening, February the 12th. The death has occurred of Brendan McChrystal, 35 Blackford Road, Omagh. Brendan's remains will repose at his late home tomorrow afternoon from 2 o'clock. Funeral from his late home on Friday morning at 20 past 9 for Requiem Mass at 10 o'clock in the Sacred Heart Church, Omagh. Interment afterwards in St Mary's Cemetery, Drumragh. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. and on the morning of the funeral. Donations in lieu of flowers, please, to Macmillan Cancer Care or Care for Cancer, care of any family member. The death has taken place of Joseph Duncan Brady Carrigan's remains are reposing at his residence on Friday from 11 a.m. until 11 p.m. and on Saturday from 11 a.m. until 11 p.m. Funeral arrangements to be confirmed later. The death has taken place of Jimmy McGinley Maharorti Gorta Hork. His remains are reposing at his late home. Funeral from there on Thursday for a 12 noon requiem mass at Christ the King Church Gorta Hork, with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Rosary both nights at 10 o'clock, house private after the rosary until 10 a.m. and on the morning of the funeral. The death has taken place of Susan Call, Mallview, Milford. Remains are reposing at her home from 6 o'clock this evening. Requiem Mass on Thursday morning at 11 o'clock in St Peter's Church, Milford. Burial afterwards in Massmount Cemetery, Fannet. The death has occurred of Francie Barkley, 17 Listdew Road, Claddy, Strabane. Francie's remains are reposing at his late residence. Funeral from his late home on Thursday morning at 10:30 for Requiem Mass at 11 o'clock in St. Columbus Church, Dunnyloop. Interment afterwards in the adjoining churchyard. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. until 11 a.m. and on the morning of the funeral. Donations in lieu of flowers, please, to the Foyle Hospice, care of any family member. The death has occurred of Patsy Lynch, 109 Camas Road, Douglas Bridge. Pat's remains are reposing at his late home. Funeral from his late home tomorrow morning at 10:20 for Requiem Mass at 11 o'clock in St Eugene's Church, Glenoch. Interment afterwards in Glenoch Cemetery. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. until 11 a.m. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu of desire to Marie Curie Cancer Care or the Northern Ireland Hospice, care of any family member. The death has taken place of Liam Curry, 138 Beldu, Strabane. Remains are reposing at his home. Funeral leaving his home tomorrow morning at 9:20 for Requiem Mass in St Mary's Church, Melmount at 10 o'clock. Interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Donations in lieu of flowers, please, to the Ulster Cancer Foundation, care of Quigley Funeral Directors. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. until 11 a.m. The death has taken place of Brendan Taggart, 17 Lochry Terrace, Drumquin. His remains are reposing at his late residence. Funeral arrangements to be confirmed later. The death has taken place of Arthur Mulhern, 12 Carn Ray, Kilgort, Claudy, County Derry. His remains are reposing at his late residence. Funeral from there on Thursday, going to St Joseph's Church, Craigban, for 12 noon Requiem Mass, with burial afterwards in St Joseph's Cemetery, Banagher. Family time, please, from 10 p.m. to 11 a.m. The death has taken place of Eamon Martin, Clohenbeg, Clohen. His remains will repose in the oratory in the Church of Our Lady of Perpetual Help, Glenfinn, this evening from 6 o'clock until 9 o'clock, with rosary at 9 o'clock. Requiem Mass tomorrow morning at 11 o'clock, with burial afterwards in Kiltievoge Cemetery.